Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to episode number 41 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX, and I'm joined today with Mr. Johnny Zero.
People's Hero.
And the beautiful and powerful Miss Jennifer.
Hola.
Hola, Jennifer. How are you today?
Wonderful.
We are in a secret location hunkered down in the great state of Delaware, currently interviewing two friends for episode number 41 of the Vex on Vex podcast.
Awesome.
So, I asked Jen this last night. She couldn't answer it. Do you know about the movie Mr. Glass that just came out?
No, I saw a commercial, a promo.
It's M. Night Shyamalan. He's the guy who made I See Dead People. What's the name of that movie, Jen? Do you remember?
No.
Ah, neither do I. Do you remember that one?
I See Dead People.
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense, right?
Yeah, so The Sixth Sense is the film.
Yeah.
And that's M. Night Shyamalan. That was his first film. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then he makes Unbreakable. I think it's like 99.
Yep.
So it's about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Unbreakable's a great film.
Yep.
About 3-4 years ago, they make Splice.
Mm-hmm.
And now they join it all together with Mr. Glass.
Yep. It was filmed at Ontario, right down there in Philly, Ontario Comics.
Check this out.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson.
The end of it has a snippet in Mr. Glass. Or it's just called Glass. I saw it last night.
Yeah.
And there it is, Ontario Comics, which is where I was from and Starscream was from.
Sure.
And all good stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
Port Richmond, Philadelphia. But you never heard of any of this.
I've spent many hours there, please.
No. Nothing.
Nothing.
I've never heard of it.
How's that even possible?
I don't know.
Not a Bruce Willis fan, per se?
I wouldn't say. I mean, it's not that I'm not a fan.
It's that movie where it's like they were afraid to make superhero movies, but it's like the guy's like a security guard, and he, for some reason, he can't get killed.
He's like unbreakable.
Yeah, and the other guy,
I feel like maybe I've seen it.
Sam Jackson. They're really shoving Sam Jackson down our throats these days.
What do you mean? Explain.
The fascist media. Didn't he cast the Captain Marvel movie? Anyway, it's comic book related. It is. It's I don't even want to get into that. But how was the film?
It's good. It's not great. It's good.
Was it just a solo adventure? Was the Bruce Willis character involved at all?
It was all of them, and they're all locked up in a mental institution together.
And I would think Bruce Willis is really old right now.
I believe he's got to be 60-something. Looks great.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because he played a character that was 40-something 20 years ago, so he should be 20 years older. But he's still really well cut. Yeah. A lot of money, personal trainer, eats well. He looks good, actually.
Sure. Maybe he'd work.
I don't think so. Of course. Probably.
No, they all do.
They all do?
Yeah.
About it, tell me.
Yeah, of course. Tell us.
I do not believe that.
Tell us.
I mean, if you had the money, wouldn't you?
No, I would not.
No?
And I'm under this delusion that I'm handsome, but I hear what you're saying.
You are handsome.
Oh, but I need work on my face.
No. Yeah. I'm saying that as you get older, things start to fall down.
Yeah. Go to the gym. Be a man. Gotcha. That's what I would do.
Yes, you can do that. You can do that. You can do that.
And that's what I do. So, I hate my nose. I just had a meal with this woman a little while ago, and she was explaining to me that I had a lovely nose and that I didn't need to fix it at all, and that men age finer with age or some shit, like a fine wine. And now here I am talking to my friend Jen, and she's like, no, you need to get surgery if you had the money.
Depending on the person, you know, individual cases aside, I would agree with that statement, but me, I just put on a mask. I don't care.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? Because I really do.
Steven Tyler destroyed his face with the 1970s and 80s drug abuse, right?
Yeah.
And then in the early 90s, he finally got a facelift.
Uh-huh.
But it looked great.
Yep.
And he didn't do it again.
No.
So maybe if I look like Steven Tyler, I would do that shit. But I don't look like Steven Tyler.
No.
So fuck it. You know what I mean? And I.
What are you worried about?
I'm not worried about it, actually.
She said if I had money, would I get work? And I want to say something. I have enough money to fix my nose right now.
You don't need to fix your nose.
But I hate my nose. And I have a deviated septum.
I don't know why you need to fix your
nose.
Not
a handsome nose, but I would never fix it. This is who I am. This is who I am. I'm okay with that.
It's all right. There's not much they can do with this. So I try not even think about it, because if I did, I would probably obsess on it. But I'm just happy that I'm alive and, you know, here.
And that's the attitude that it should be, really.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Elective surgery doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand it. It's just not something I wrap my arms around.
She did make an interesting point, though. It is a little bit different for girls, especially the pressure and the, you know, all that stuff. You know, like,
to be pretty.
You're already pretty.
Yeah. Or it could be personal.
Fuck the world.
Yeah.
Yes, fuck the world. Exactly.
Well said, my friend.
But I still want to look good while I'm fucking the world.
But I'm... Wow. You've taken this in such a dark direction so quickly.
Wow. Double J.
We are literally 5 minutes into episode
Double
41.
J.
Yeah, Johnny and Jen together again.
No. What are you talking about? I'm talking about
Jen Jaden.
Oh, you said your last name on the podcast.
You have a lot of weirdos.
I have a lot of weirdos. That's not true. We adore our listeners, actually.
We do, but I'm just saying.
So just so we're crystal clear, we had cut it off, and I was like, Jen, you said your last name. Do you want to edit that out? And she's like, no, I'm good. Fuck them. So big box of fuck them. Jen's on the podcast. Johnny Zero's on the podcast. VexX is on the podcast.
Big box of fuck them segment.
Now,
coming up,
you've never appeared on the Vex on Vex podcast, Jennifer.
Correct.
This is your first time.
Correct.
There are some questions that must be asked you.
Okay.
That all new guests get.
Okay.
When you were 12 years old.
Yes.
Who were your top five musical artists?
Michael Jackson, Cyndi Lauper, 12, let me think who else.
George Michael.
Yeah, George Michael, that's right. Culture Club, yeah?
No, still? And they were long gone by the time you were 12.
No, let her go. Don't.
That's true.
Okay. Let her go.
That's one, you need one more.
Hold on. I was really into, I don't know what year it was, but it was Mickey, you know, Tony Basil?
Yeah, but that was, you weren't 12. That's like 83, 84. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so
that
fine.
That was 83?
You blow my mind, how big
it. I think they re-released it with a cover or something. Well,
that's a possibility.
I don't know.
Tony Basil.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? We're gonna pause the podcast. We're going to Google it.
Are like in a movie or something?
Please bear with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back after that partial delay. It was 1981. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. 1981. So you were six. So maybe that wasn't something you were loving when you were 12.
Correct. It was not.
And Cyndi Lauper was way over, unless you're doing True Colors.
Yeah, I like True
love
Colors.
I'm trying to, what
grade was I in when I was 12?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And I just want to say that just my opinion, I'm sorry to jump on, but dude, Cyndi Lauper's voice, in my opinion, and performance makes Madonna look like, sorry.
I think most people do. I don't think Madonna's respected as a great vocalist per se. Yeah. Like a pop star, but not a vocalist.
Right.
No.
I was talking to a young lady a few weeks ago who was on the podcast. And when she was a kid, she was telling me that they loved Britney Spears, but didn't like Christina Aguilera because Aguilera was a great trained vocalist and you couldn't sing her stuff. Mm-hmm. But Britney was so shitty that you could sing those pop tunes.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I love Christina Aguilera.
I like her too. I like Pink.
I'm actually also a tremendous Pink fan. She's from Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
So which isn't far from Philly.
That's probably why I'm trying to score brownie points with her. But no, but seriously though, Linda Perry is the true undiscovered.
She was the producer of all those records.
Yeah, but she wrote the song I Am Beautiful, which is something I was one of the
I
songs.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
That's Four Non Blondes. Remember?
What's up? What's going on? Yeah. And she's written stuff for a lot of people. And
a huge record for Pink is by Linda Perry too.
And they told her she wasn't pretty enough. Can you believe that?
Which one?
Linda Perry. They told her that.
She's a lesbian. She looks kind of mannish.
Bro, she had her own show.
What's your face about?
I mean,
you said she's a lesbian. So, she's not pretty.
She looks a little mannish.
You can still be pretty.
I don't.
I'm just saying that happens not to be. It's my, my opinion.
You, sir, are out of line. I will stand up for Linda Perry no matter what. She's the.
And you're highly suspect. What do you want me to say?
Oh, what are you saying?
That's literally our wrestling character.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah. But seriously though, no, Linda Perry's very, very beautiful, and she's the she's very beautiful.
She was never Miss Delaware, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I agree. But dude, listen, man, it's the whole package. You know, it's not the just. It's anyway.
Well, I tend to want to be with a woman who's actually attracted to men. That helps, I think.
Do you know this for a fact? You've said this about. The queen of rock and roll, you said this about.
Who's the queen of rock and roll?
Joan Jett, my friend.
Who is literally a lesbian who's taken everybody's girlfriend ever.
No, she's actually just doing that to...
I didn't even know she was a lesbian.
I can't even say.
Now that I said it, can you not... And look, think in your head.
A lot of sick talkers out there.
Well, yeah, I can see it now.
No, she really is. Joan's is full-on lesbian. So I love Joan Jett, but she's a lesbian.
But by saying that, you're perpetuating the one thing about her that she
oh my god, it says that Linda Perry is Sarah Gilbert's partner, and Sarah Gilbert is super gay, so one might assume
they're partners, right?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, but yeah. Did you ever notice that sometimes they put things on the internet because they don't want money messing with
I mean, do you want the picture where they're holding each other? Let's do that picture, John. I'm not making it
no,
up.
No, I don't care. But my point is, I'm not debating
whether. But I've known she's been gay for 30 years, or 25 years. Like, this isn't like a thing.
But what does that have to do with her beauty and her talent?
Okay, see how she looks like Joe Perry there? You see that, right, in that picture? I don't want to fuck Joe Perry. I mean, I love Joe Perry. I don't want to suck his dick.
No, she doesn't look like Joe Perry to me. Joe Perry does not.
No.
Okay. You're both wrong. That's beautiful. She looks just like Joe fucking Perry. I see it right there.
The haircut, yeah.
I mean, like that
70s. And the nose and the hair. Oh, and the men clothing and the lack of breasts. Oh, look, it's a guy. Oh, no, it's Linda Perry.
That's the way.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay.
Linda Perry's great, dude.
She is great. I don't want to bang her. Like, she's a lesbian. Good for her.
Okay.
I'm not going to force penis love on her.
I got you.
Yeah. Buddy. Don't force penis love on anybody that doesn't want it.
Don't force love on anybody that doesn't want it. Her.
Well, it's funny that she just says don't force this. So listen to this story, John. Yeah. I play a bar in Philadelphia with Starscream.
Yes, sir.
A place called The Tusk. Right. It was a 3-year anniversary. I met a beautiful woman. Right.
Rock and roll.
I'm talking to her. And then she spent 30 minutes trying to convince me I'm a homosexual. She's like, are you sure that you're not a gay? And I'm like,
Did she say gay?
I'm pretty sure that I'm
pretty sure I didn't say a gay.
Oh, it was you?
So start over again. Just do it from your point of view. But I want to hear how you said it.
I was really asking him to make sure that he was only into girls, because I've had an experience where people can be, you know, play for both teams.
Oh, gotcha.
And I just wanted to be sure that he didn't play for both teams.
Like a pitcher and a catcher? Correct. Or whatever. Right?
Correct.
So she asked me. I say no.
You've all
29. People? Dude, I'm pretty flamboyant.
I mean, he was, yeah, pretty flamboyant.
But was it like... I mean,
he had more jewels on than I did.
I dress well. I was on stage, well, goddamn.
I know,
he
but,
has
you
the
know.
Bloody Stash Corporation. Anyway.
She doesn't know what that means.
first time meeting him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
And then I proceeded to tell her that I was married 3 times, and all 3 of them thought I was gay when they met me. They're like, this is my new gay friend. And I'm like, no.
Do you mean like literally like
gay? Ask her. She's right there.
See,
well, okay. Mm-hmm. What it is, he's a metrosexual.
What does that mean?
Explain it to me.
I've heard it before, but I don't know.
He's very much into like his appearance and like looking good and like, you know,
yeah,
things that people perceive women to be into.
I literally had on a pair of jeans, right?
Yeah.
A pair of Doc Martens and a David Bowie t-shirt. Mm-hmm. This is not someone dressing to impress, my friend.
And then he had on like a rhinestone belt and a couple of rhinestone like bracelets on.
He is a rhinestone cowboy.
And then he had black eyeliner.
Which I do.
And I just thought, hey, you know, maybe.
Do you mean eyeliner like monster makeup?
Like eyeliner?
I do too. I paint. I love. No. I use the monster stuff and everything. I'm not embarrassed at all.
He did pretty good job on his eyeliner, actually. And
you talking about like rouge, like a real
like I'm talking like a about woman. Like you know, he really put a lot into his eyes.
They just looked good. I'm not gonna look bad when I go
on
stage.
So what you're saying, my friend, is that you are persecuting my friend for his makeup skills. Is
absolutely
that what you're saying?
Absolutely not. I did not want to judge him. That's why I wanted to make sure.
So she's like, oh, do you like men? So I say no. 28 more minutes. I think you might like men. You can tell me. That's fine.
Did he wave the like little lasso? Woo! No, just kidding.
In his very dramatic voice. Yes.
I mean, I'm not offended. It's not the first time it's come up. But.
I figured. No. He was not offended.
It's funny. Some of his writing, the characters that he writes for are kind of championing that, right? But he's,
all right, wait. We're going to explain this fully. Do you ever watch the Brady Bunch when you were a child?
Yes.
Of course.
The dad was gay in real life.
Okay.
So that character is in our TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Yes.
And he's, woo!
Well, he's yeah, but you remember when they tried to do a Brady's reunion when he got the permed afro,
yes,
and the mustache?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And that's
and, like,
our Brady.
Something happened like there, like that whole 60s Brady was like gone.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's fine. That's his.
And then in real life,
he
died from HIV, which is even better for my character.
No.
Like, I love it.
See, I don't like that because I've known actual people that have died from that disease.
Absolutely.
They have nothing to do with that.
Except that know? Guy was a homosexual.
Yeah.
So
that was
amazing.
Also the problem with a lot of people getting treated at the time. But anyway, he's gone. I think he's sticking up. You know, he's sticking up for gay rights and things like that. And I'm not out to judge people where they're doing their own bedroom. I, You know, I have my own relationship with God. I got my own problems. I don't need to judge anybody else. And you know,
I just find it phenomenal that a girl has to tell me for 29 minutes. She's like, you sure you're not gay?
I just wanted to know for sure because if down the line I found out that he was into guys, I just don't, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. I'm
could you imagine?
Not either.
And then, no, but here's the thing. I didn't say, hello, I'm Vex.
I'm not even interested in myself.
John, hold on. Did I say, hello, I'm Vex, would you like to have sex with me? That's not what I said at all in any capacity. It wasn't as if I was saying that. But immediately, the assumption is that I'm like, hey, let's do naughty things in the bathroom. And like, by the way, do you like men? No. No, I don't. You're like, well, you're wearing more makeup than my mother. And you're dressing like you might be gay. And I'm like, because I'm well-dressed does not mean I like penises in my mouth. And you're like, well, maybe you're a pitcher. I don't know. I'm just saying. You seem gay. And that's, and I don't know.
Wait, but there's a difference between shock rock.
And cock rock.
Shock rock, like, you know, face paint, like Halloween, you know.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
And like, you know,
that wasn't
rouge
the only reason.
And,
no.
What was the other reason?
But I'm asking, that's what I want to get to. What is the reason made you think that Vex was effeminate?
It was a combination of everything. It was a combination of the makeup, the jewelry. And his mannerisms, which are very metrosexual.
What does that mean? Like, what were the mannerisms in particular? Like his moves, stage moves and stuff?
No, just more like guys that are into their appearance or
arrogant, vain.
No, it doesn't always necessarily have to mean that they're arrogant. But they like to look good.
Do you remember Street Fighter, the video game, where Vega? I wonder about that myself because he wears a mask, but he's like this pretty boy. And that's not me at all. But he does wear a mask and stuff like that. So I'm just asking, what was his, like, on stage?
She just answered it like three times.
Yes.
So on stage, I didn't think he was gay.
Okay.
It was when he got off stage.
See, it was worth it.
Normally, it's when I'm on stage I think I'm gay, actually. That's kind of the problem at hand.
So he didn't do the
No, it wasn't
thing.
Until we started talking, remember?
Woo. You were tipsy, though.
I was.
So I feel like had you met me in a sober capacity, perhaps you'd been like, oh, this is a very upstanding, masculine gentleman.
You're, you are a very masculine gentleman.
Very much.
But you're very metrosexual.
I disagree.
Like,
we'll have to.
When I had hair, I always had a very nice, beautiful haircut.
Okay.
I no longer have hair, so my eyebrows are all I have. So they're perfect at all times.
Yes.
As I'm watching my hand in front of you, I guess that looks a little gay. But if I'm honest with myself.
Oh, honey.
You're pretty much, right? That's pretty much it.
Mannerisms.
But then, I'm a roofer. Like, I have to go to your house and be the manliest man ever and climb your buildings and fix your leaks.
You're a roofer? That makes you a man?
Fucking right, goddammit, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I've climbed up and done some shit myself.
I've been on a roof.
Yeah.
Are a couple times.
No, you've been
I've been on a roof a couple times myself, but I've been on a roof working before. But I've been
I've
up there.
I've actually been up there working.
Too. I just wanted to fly. But
I had to write down measurements once.
That's not working.
I'm on the roof.
I'm not impressed by this.
I'm sitting on the peak of the roof.
I'm not impressed by your. I'm on the roof taking measurements. How do you walk a roof? What do you do?
You wear shoes that don't slide.
Well, that's A, yeah.
And then you like kind of like Superman, like.
Oh, did you say Superwoman or did you say Superman?
I said Superman.
Okay, roofers are men then. Superman.
Well, I don't know of a.
You mean Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Oh, also a man.
Spidey.
Not Spider-Woman. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I like them both.
It's okay. I don't care.
Yes.
What's the tallest building you were ever on top of? Like, how many flights?
I think it was like two.
I think the highest one we'd ever worked on as a company was 11 stories.
Yeah, I have no desire to be up there.
It's actually the higher up it is, it's the easier.
Yeah.
And also the
safer up top.
And it's flat.
Always.
The ones I've been on, the one that bothered me was. It's like there's row homes, right? In Philly, you know, the brick ones. Well, there's only like, man, it's only like 2 feet there, man. And then like you get that one and you got to go up to the next one.
Yeah.
And like the whole thing may not only be like three stories.
The bumping out ladders thing.
Yeah, but you're only getting like, I got big feet.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like.
It's hard.
Can I explain it to listeners? I don't think they get it. So when a house is too big in Philadelphia and there's a build out. roof above, you take one ladder to the build out. Then you climb on top of the build out, which isn't big, maybe 3 feet.
Right.
Put another ladder on said build out and then go to the top.
Forget that.
Oh, whatever. We do that. I did that yesterday twice. Twice.
And that's pretty impressive.
Would you say it's a manly impressive?
For such a big man it is, yes.
Aww. For such a metrosexual man, you try to convince for 29 minutes that I was perhaps gay.
Well, just as long as you're not giving into the killing of the emasculation of the heterosexual American male in society today, sir, I think that you'll be fine. But I don't even know what metrosexual means. What is metro? What is that?
She brought it up. Ask Jen. I don't know.
How about we Google the official...
I've heard it before. I'm not like completely a caveman.
I think it means well groomed is all it means, like highly groomed.
No, but but I've heard different
connotations.
Yeah,
or explanations
exactly.
Of said
like
word.
I've heard it used in. No, I'm not like arguing with you. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not arguing at all.
I've heard it used in different.
It says a young urban heterosexual man with liberal political views, an interest in fashion, and a refined sense of taste.
Liberal. Political.
I was definitely
views.
Liberal.
Got it. Liberal is
you
not
have an interest in fashion,
so what,
right?
What the hell does
well, I wouldn't
what
say that
what the hell does politics have to do with
I don't know, but
with millennial fashion. Anyway, I just figured the whole thing out. This key word of that sentence was politics. I don't need politics in my fashion, do you?
No, and I don't really care about politics.
Yeah.
But I'm more saying that because he's, you know, into fashion and things of that
yeah,
nature.
Yeah,
but I'm not though.
Yeah.
Well, when you have like you know, blingy belts and bracelets on, in my opinion, you kind of are into fashion.
And here's where your opinion is incorrect. It is an over-exaggeration. It is gaudy. It is tacky. And it is tasteless. None of which fashion's about. Fashion's cutting edge. It's cute. Mm-hmm. It's on point. Mm-hmm. My shit's like, woo!
That's fashion to some people.
But that's not fashion.
I still play dress up, but like as a superhero and stuff like that, and like a post.
But now I'm
going to
give
World War III.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, buddy. I want to give explanations.
Okay.
You know, you don't really know me.
Correct.
So let's have an explanation.
Yes.
I'm bald.
Yes.
When I sweat. So here's the thing, bald gentlemen. When I sweat, the lights wash out my face, right? So now I paint black around my eyes, so you'll keep my eyes' attention when I'm singing on stage. Mm-hmm. That is A.
Okay.
B, if I'm dressed in all black, which I am generally when I'm on stage, if I wear a belt that when the lights catch it, it's a sapphire effect, that will add to the appearance and to the showmanship. And then lastly, the gaudy giant fucking bracelets. As I'm enunciating and I'm putting my hand out and I'm expressing the lyrics, mm-hmm. will catch your eye again with the lights. As I'm a roofer, I wear none of these clothes. When I go to dinner with my friends, I wear none of these clothes. Mm-hmm. This is on stage for effect.
Okay.
And the attention you can bring to your crotch to women is always good. That's all I always thought.
I did not say any of those words, just for the record. I'm not disagreeing with Johnny Zero. I don't know.
I want to break down like steal like lights with the light, you know, those arrows like blink, blink, blink. I'm like, and like just tape them to my legs and just, you know.
Wow. You just dramatically changed everything I think about you and your rock band.
I'm only joking. Man. I'm just trying to have fun.
I'm only half kidding. I feel like if you're in a band, if you're in a band and you're in time and you have rhythm and you move well,
yes.
innately a woman knows that you'll fuck her decently.
Well,
because
yeah.
If I see a woman dance and she can't dance, I don't want to fuck her.
Dude.
Because the rhythm is everything.
I think that's with any person, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. Because
I don't know that everybody knows that, though.
There you go.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Tell me.
I don't think the way you dance is the way you do it. Because there's a new comedian out. It's called Dwayne Perkins. I wanted to tell you. I want to tell my friend. He's free on demand. You'll like it. Anyway, he was explaining how Chinese people are secretly the best drivers. He went through these different like Rav cliches,
yes.
right, and he explained how white people are actually the best dancers because they're not slaves to the beat. That's true freedom. You know what I mean?
No, but if you want to reach a climax, there's got to be a rhythm and a swing to it. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Steven Tyler said this great analogy. He talks about sex quite often in his life, and he's an old man. when you're a kid, when your band first gets together, you're not playing on the one. You're just like smashing around. You're jerking off, mm-hmm. right? But one day you find the one. And you find the groove, and now you're fucking.
Right.
And I'm
right,
like,
right.
yeah. Because I remember 14, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sex. I'm like, ah! Okay, bye. right? And then by 18, I'm fucking.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. My, but I'm saying you can freestyle. It's just, if it's all about in the heart. If you really.
Like, think about when Hendrix, quote unquote, jammed. Yeah. Now, hold on. Hendrix got on stage with two white guys as a rhythm section, and they jammed. The rhythm section were white. And Hendrix jammed. All those guys could fuck you well. All those guys.
Deep.
And then if you met them, you'd be like, are you sure you're not gay? You have a giant afro. And you're like spitting fire and humping your guitar. Do you like boys?
That's fucking ridiculous.
And he'd be like, nah, baby, I don't like the boys. I'm Jimi Hendrix. How you doing?
That's some great voice work.
Bro. No, actually, that was awful. In my opinion, it was like cringe.
No, actually, the rasp, I know you're sick, but the rasp, that actually
sucks. You're going to call me out as being sick on my podcast. No, I'm just
kidding. No. You guys want to hear me cough? No, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't do that yet, but I'm saying, I want you to be sick.
I was kissing all these boys, and now I'm sick, you know.
No, man, I'm telling you, it was very good. It's a good performance.
Keep your tongue in your mouth.
Yeah, right.
Who, me?
It's so awful.
Maybe you won't get sick.
Okay.
My dad used to say these awful things. He's like, you got a throat infection? I'm like, yeah. He's like, stop kissing those black girls. And I was like, God damn, Dad, I'm 7. I'm just telling you, son, that's where you get it. Which is just weird and racist, you know, but it was fucking funny, I guess. I don't know. Oh, my God. My dad was non-sexual, right, in any capacity. He was an older man. We went out to, like, the freshman dance, and he had to, like, pick us up or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there we are with our little dates. Mm-hmm. And I guess some of them were like well endowed with boobies and stuff, right? So me and like
boobies.
Two friends get in the back of his, what was it? It's his Caprice, his Chevy Caprice, his mint condition Chevy Caprice in like early 90s, right? We get in the car and it's like, my God, son, did you see those titties on those girls? Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, Dad, shut up, my friends. He's like, oh, they saw the titties too now. It's okay. And I'm like, no, this is embarrassing. My friend's like, hey, it's pretty cool, man. He saw the titties too. Man. I like him. I'm like, you fucked my mother. Shut up. This is awful. It was upsetting. And so my mother was also a non-sexual entity, right? My name's legally changed to Vex in 2002, I think, 2003. Mm-hmm. She was alive. She went to court with me. We took off from work. Mm-hmm. I went down. They do the gavel. My fucking lawyer tried to pick up my mother. And I'm like, I'm going to put you through a fucking wall. She was into it. I was like, motherfucker. He was like, you got those beautiful blue eyes. And she's like, oh, thank you very much. I'm like, what? What? Mother, what? She's like, shut up. I'm good here. Hi, how you doing? I'm like, Mom, Dad's 4 blocks away. Dad, what the fuck? Very upsetting.
Jeez.
Seriously, like parents and sexuality, not cool.
Very no. Good.
No.
Not cool.
It was very upsetting.
Mm.
Like,
if my parents had sex, I did not want to know about it.
You had a bunch of siblings. Sex was happening.
Yeah, oh, but damn right it was.
Yeah. See, like they're doing in the
when they would lock the door and everybody was knocking at the door, like, open the door.
It turns out that.
But it would be the end of the human race. Otherwise.
Before I was adopted, because I was adopted by my parents, my dad stepped out on my mother, it turns out. The story goes, and I'm telling this on a podcast, how fucked up am I?
Can you say that expression again?
Stepped out?
Stepped out on.
Let me tell the story.
Yeah.
My mother's mother died.
Uh-huh.
My mother's gone. Uh-huh. Jen's mother is gone. We understand the depth of bleakness when that happens.
Respect.
My dad did not. His mother was alive and well for many, many, many years. So my mom's in a black hole of emotion. She doesn't want to fuck. Don't touch me. Get the fuck away from me. I'm crying every day, which I get.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, no, man. I'm like 42 years old. I'll get my dick sucked, man. Now, not that he said this to me, but then he had a boat because he was a successful young man. And he started fucking some lady at work in the boat. In the boat. Right?
He had to bring her somewhere.
There's a fucking function. At the place my dad worked, he worked at a giant company. He was a mechanic for an industrial company. And there's a function, so he brings his wife to the function. My mother was beautiful and very charming, and everybody who met her loved her. And some lady from the office was like, come here. I guess you're like 3 drinks in, you're a little lit. She's like, your husband's fucking around with so-and-so.
Jeez.
And she's like, what? And she's like, listen, I respect you, so I'm going to tell you this right now. And then I guess my mom was cool, and she gets home, and she's like, bing, bang, bam, boom, what the fuck? Blah, blah. He wound up living on that boat with the whore.
Well.
Really?
Really.
When you say, you mean like boat life?
Like, well, he had a boat. Like a real boat, with a fucking bedroom, the whole thing. Like
boat life.
And lived on the boat.
Wow.
With the whore.
Amazing.
I guess this goes on for a little while, but a house is way nicer than a boat, you know? So he comes home, he's like, oh, sorry, I fucked her, I apologize. Now she's Catholic, so she takes him back. Begrudgingly. So she hated him my entire life. That man was not getting laid anymore. Like, she hated him.
What?
What?
I'm just amazing. Just like,
but here's the thing. At a little kid, dynamically, they weren't friends. My dad would leave for work before we were up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and didn't come home till 6 o'clock at night. Every single day, 7 days a week.
Oh.
Just to get away from his wife.
Wow.
Because she hated him, which I didn't know. And that's how I grew up. And he would come home and he'd be exhausted from working all day and he would sleep in the chair. I'm like, why is dad always sleeping in the chair? And she's like, I don't know.
Right.
Let's have dinner.
Was it bunker-esque? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. And then I would wake up. He'd be like, all right, good night. I'd be like, good night. I go to bed. And then I wouldn't see him again until tomorrow at 6 o'clock when he came home.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm.
This went on for years. And then he slipped a disc in his back. And he had to retire. Like, he just couldn't do his job anymore. He couldn't move and was, like, fucked up. And that was it. And then he was home forever. So this made her even angrier.
I'm sure it did.
So she joined, the local church. She worked for them. Do you ever see the commercial where the old ladies clean the pews? With Pine Sol or whatever. You guys remember that commercial?
I vaguely, anything to do with...
You can laugh into the microphone. Go ahead.
Anything.
She was that person. And they mailed in the letter and the fucking picture. Yeah. Because there were a lot of them. It wasn't like she was the person. Right. So she would clean the pews. She got a side job working at a fucking store. Like, she just didn't want to be home, dude.
Yeah.
It was gnarly. I didn't know why. I'm like, I guess mom's industrious. I don't know.
That's cool, man.
No, it's not cool.
Especially in these times.
He was living on the boat with the whore, man. Not cool.
Well, you know what, man? You, it's not many times you get knocked down, so many times you get back up, right?
So check this out. So she dies. Yeah. She dies out of nowhere, right?
Right.
Shockingly. I explained this to you earlier.
Yes.
And she's gone. My dad's like, and he's all fucked up. And I felt bad. And I was fucked up. He's like, I need you to go in the basement and shred all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, dad, no problem. You know, and the family's up there eating and drinking and shit. My dad was married before, and he gave me the paper to shred it. And I was like, you didn't think I was going to read it? Like, what the fuck, man? You were married?
I've never even heard this shit before.
No one has. It's on the podcast, man.
So he was married before, and what happened?
So... I can't go ask him. His wife of like 50 years had just died, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe 45 years. But anyway.
Excuse me. Keep going. Got it.
But she has sisters. Lots of sisters. And they're my great aunts, right? Mm-hmm. So I grip one up. I'm like, what the fuck? Whitey was married? That was my dad's name, Whitey. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? She's like, call me tonight. I'll tell you the whole story. I'm like, all right. So I go to my house, my dad, I call my aunt. She's like, yeah, he was in the service. He went to Italy. He fucking fucked a chick. He married her. Mm-hmm. He brings her home. Mm-hmm. He's at work. Mm-hmm. He comes home from work. She's fucking some Italian guy in his house.
You were thinking the same thing with me. Or does he mean Whitey Ford, the pitcher who was the Mickey Mantle of pitchers?
So you're saying that my dad was named after the pitcher Whitey Ford? I'll tell you a thing. Back in the day, when you had blonde hair as a child, they just called you Whitey.
Toehead or whatever.
Toehead, yeah.
Toehead? I never heard that one.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Explain.
I don't know. I just know they were called Toeheads. My brother was one.
For real?
Yeah.
And I had like platinum blonde hair as a kid when I was really little, leading to my metrosexuality and obviously homosexuality, according to Jennifer.
Chambers.
The Chambers thing. I explained that to her, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Facebook.
You ever see the movie? Stand By Me.
Yes.
Right. Well, it's just a thing. Like, you know, like the goofy kid that had the brother that died. It was
kind of... Goddamn, can I tell my story, you fuckers?
Tell your story.
My poor dad comes home from work, and his whore wife is banging some Italian guy in his house.
Yes.
So he throws them out, and he moves to Philadelphia. And so listen to this shit. This is where the plot thickens immensely and fucks my head up. I joined the band that would become Starscream. We were called The Broken.
Yep.
And I had a steady girlfriend, but as I the band got better, more girls were falling out of the sky, and I was of the opinion you should fuck them all because they might never ask again, you know? And I was living at home. I was 18, 19. My mom's like, you can't act like this. This is bad. You can't do this to these women. Turns out my dad was a guitar player whose last name was Campbell, and she followed him around like he was Glenn fucking Campbell, and it seems my mother was a bit of a groupie. And this is why she was so upset with me when I was like, rah!
Which I thought was odd. And did you tell her what you played while you were in The Broken?
What the fuck are you talking about,
the
dude?
Bass and singing at the same time. That's the early band, right?
You have okay, number one, just so we're crystal clear.
Okay, my
he just made some shit up that has never happened in the history of ever. So anytime I have ever been on a stage in my life, I am just a vocalist.
Didn't say.
But I never said. I'm telling you, I'm going to say it a second time. Johnny Zero has made up things in the history of life that have never happened.
Okay.
I am not a bass player. I'm a failed bass player. When I was 15 years old, I was a bass player. I've never been on a stage with a bass in my entire
life. That's what
life.
I'm talking about.
But well, you're not listening to what I'm saying. 15 and 18 are different numbers. So no, you're incorrect in your assessment. Okay. On episode number 41 of the Vex on Vex podcast.
Okay. I don't think he should remember something from when you're 15 or 18, to be honest with you.
Oh my God.
I agree with her.
Do you want to laugh?
But yes.
The episode before this, which I can play for you. Is a recording of our first band practice when I was 15.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's so cringeworthy, and it's so bad.
I cannot believe you still have that.
Oh, you can do that retro thing? Yeah.
So I did it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't have any guests on because it's too embarrassing. So I'm 15 during the first band practice, and I'm bossy then. I'm like, motherfucker, this is how you do shit. Actually, I'm like, motherfucker, this is how you do shit. I'm 15. For real. And we're awful. Then the second one, I recorded a single when I was, I guess, 16, 15, I don't remember. Like, a little bit after that. It's a song. It's so bad. Like, so bad. But, yeah.
What's it called?
Too Much to Take. You're ripping me in half. I said too much to take as you sit back and laugh. Now, Johnny, the song was originally, too little, too late, I said you're breaking my heart. Too little, too late, you're tearing me apart. And I took it in the studio, and the guy's like, let's make that less metrosexual.
I'm sure.
And I was like, too much to take.
Yeah, like, but that's okay. It's a good catchy melody if you had the right things, you know, behind you and all that.
But I was a kid, and I had no experience.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. My first, you know, what was the first original song you ever wrote? Is that it?
No. Oh, my God. I was telling a story earlier this evening at dinner with a friend of mine that when I was 14, 15 years old, I was like a bad boyfriend. I had all this like anger from my childhood that I didn't understand. And so I was mean to my girlfriends. Like I was like, and I didn't hit them or anything, but I was a dick. And then they were dicks and then bad stuff ensued. Mm-hmm. And then I was 15. I was dead asleep in the middle of the winter and I wake up. And something compelled me in the middle of the night at like 2 o'clock in the morning to take out a notebook and just write a complete song that I saw in my head.
That's
for
awesome.
Real. And I still have this like the notebook to this. Yeah, I'm crazy. I keep everything. So,
Hoarder?
No. No, I'm really clean and shit. Organizer would be a word. Like, the inception of my art until I die is all documented. So the book I'm working on right now, I have references from everything.
So you're an organized hoarder.
But I'm not a hoarder. Okay. Hoarder implies that when you go into the room, you can't walk around the room. My house is beautiful and wide open.
I don't
necessarily know that you can't walk around. That's when it gets out of control.
But that's the thing. Yeah. My house isn't like that.
No.
I like a house. It's a house, whatever it is. It's to be a home. And I like, sometimes I like to build one little wall around.
You know what? Explain that to Jen.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't have to be spick and span, click and clean, and everything is here and... You know, all that
we are vastly different people.
Right, right.
I want my house fucking immaculate.
I don't.
I'm Oscar. Immaculate. And you're Felix.
Oh my God, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oscar and Felix.
Jack Klugman.
I mean, Felix. I'm just joking.
For real,
though. I'm like teasing you.
And Felix was gay, I guess.
No, he's not.
Tony my God, yes.
Tony Randall's cool.
Tony Randall's a fucking homosexual. I mean, he's dead, but we know.
I wasn't calling you. That's not what
that's
I
twice in 1 week.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. Come on, my feet.
Nothing wrong with the odd couple, dude. I can't help if I'm Oscar, and you know. And on the other hand, he had a tremendous singing voice.
No, but Jack Lemmon played him in the movie, which is the first version.
Yes.
And Jack Lemmon wasn't gay.
That's
because we didn't see it. We were too young, but we watched the episode.
People back then really didn't know
if they were gay. I'm sorry. They were in denial, and they couldn't come out.
How do you know?
Because I know.
How?
Because back then, people used to hide everything under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
They used to sweep everything under the carpet. Right. Nobody talked about anything.
This is important, though.
Yes.
When you're sucking a dick.
As a guy or a girl?
As a guy.
Yes.
You know that you were gay because you want it to suck that dick.
Okay.
So when you say no one knew, they knew.
No. So there are people who are not comfortable coming out about their sexuality because of whatever the reason.
No, I respect that.
It's kind of getting to a point, though, now where, isn't it kind of getting out of... I don't know, man. Like we need to survive as a human race, right? I don't have any problem with anybody.
Actually, can I?
I never bullied anybody for anything. The guy got beat up for sticking up for the guys.
Now, John,
in the smoking court on the fucking
John.
You know what I'm talking about. That's
John.
You're there.
What you're saying
doesn't
make a great deal of sense, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
I've just went through this whole series of the dating online bullshit and the apps and these things that for months that I didn't want to do. I'm out of all that shit. I hate it all. Everybody I met had 5 fucking kids. Everybody. I'm like, so do you have some children? I'm like, oh, no, I don't have any. I have 5 children. And this melts my face. You have made 5 human beings with your vagina? Oh, yes, I have. It's fine, though. They take care of themselves. No, we're good. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm gonna go over here in this part of the app and hide from you and cry a little. And then, if the one you're going to find, 3 is the minimum. I have 3 children. No, it's heavy to me. I'm not going to lie. So when he says that the homosexuality of the country is this thing and we have to populate, bro, we're fucking populating. People are making a lot of fucking people. I don't have any children, and you don't have any children, right? So in my mind, I'm like, no. But people have 5, 6 fucking kids. It melts my face.
People used to do that all the time, though.
They did.
I'm 1 of 4.
I know.
Back in those days, people were just
But it still is. Now there's 4 dads, though.
Yes.
And that's where it gets weird to me. Mom and dad aren't mom and dad.
Correct.
It's mom and Gary. And then Uncle Steve, who comes over, and your mama has this guy, and then there's 43 fucking brothers and sisters. It makes no sense to me.
Right.
Not that I'm a Puritan or I'm all fucking stuck on it, but I'm old fashioned a little. I'm an old man. I don't know.
Yeah, you are an old man.
Yeah, I know this.
So are you a conservative or a liberal, as they said, or are you
now definitely independent? Because I think small government's better, and that's definitely a Republican side of things.
What if I sit since day one?
But I definitely have liberal leanings. I don't give a fuck. If people want food stamps, let them have food stamps. I really don't care. But I don't know. I'm definitely independent. Dude, come on. Fucking shillery, whatever the fuck they call it. That's a nightmare. And then
shillery.
And I talked all that shit about Trump, right? I hate Trump.
Yeah.
Tell me the economy is not doing fucking well, because it is doing fucking well.
The day, I think it was a couple weeks after, we're hanging out. And I said to him, I said, well, I don't know if he's going to be the best president we ever had or the worst one.
Right.
And this is 2015, I think, right? Or is it 2016?
16.
Yes.
Early 2016.
Yeah.
This guy wanted to fight me over that.
I was screaming. I was like, shut up. He'll never win.
No, I'm serious. I'm 3 miles, miles from home.
He's not telling the story right. I love Johnny Zero, but he shotgun texts things. So when he writes you, there's 73 texts. So your phone goes, just...
No, I'm not talking about the in-person thing.
So he hammers me. I'm like, I don't want to be political, John. I don't want to talk about this. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. This was going to happen. But 77 texts. 84 texts. 917 texts.
Okay, I do that. He's right.
It makes me crazy.
I do that. But
then I say, hey, I'm climbing a ladder.
But it
maybe
came
don't do that right now.
Right. I gotcha. But the thing is, the thing I'm talking about is we were in the same car together.
Now his new thing Johnny Zero does
what?
Is he records the voice memos.
Yeah, that's good,
and
though.
And sends them to you.
That's a good one. That way you can hit the button.
So when I'm working and I have my wireless headphones in, I can just have Johnny Zero preaching at me. So Vex, I think that our characters should do this in the TV Dad's Wrestling Universe.
Yo, who's your favorite TV Dad?
All right,
let's
I don't know.
All right, look, Charles Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie.
Okay.
written by his daughter. He's a real human person. There's Mike Brady. There's from Brady Bunch. There is
Al Bundy.
The working man, James Evans. Ward Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver. Mm-hmm. Don't shortchange him because it's the different era. You know,
he's a Nazi now.
And that's because they took him off
his meds.
Okay.
Yeah. And you got George Jefferson.
Okay.
You got Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
And you got Fred Sanford.
I'm going to go with none of them.
Oh, score. How about we change the fucking subject?
She doesn't like TV, doesn't she?
I do like all of those old shows, but I don't necessarily think that they were good fathers, all of them. Maybe all together, together.
Right, I'm not talking about Michael Landon, the actor. I'm talking about the only one of them that was a real guy.
Bro, when I said change the subject, I meant change the subject.
Was Charles Ingalls.
But I did mean it, though. So we're gonna shift.
Can you play
Vicky? He's like, listen, Jen.
Can you play Vicky? You remember Small Wonder?
Yes.
Me, Vicky. She was great, man.
Attempt number three to change the subject. Attempt number three. So, your first concert you ever saw?
Debbie Gibson.
How was it?
It was great. It was actually at the Mann Music Center.
Great venue.
Yes. In the lawn seats.
I saw R. Kelly there.
Did you?
How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
But he wasn't peeing on people yet.
No.
Remember when Salt and Pepper?
You were definitely not his type.
Well, I'm a little tall, yeah. Remember Salt and Pepper?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Salt and Pepper had that huge year. What a Man, What a Man.
Yeah.
All those songs. The opening act was
1990-ish, I want to say.
Well, it was 94.
94?
Yeah.
What a man.
You don't believe me. We can look it up.
What a mighty good man.
I'm
right?
Sure he'll win.
I was at the concert. Okay, so go ahead. R. Kelly's the opening act. I'd never seen him before.
Oh.
I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good.
Wait a minute. He's the opening act in 94?
Yeah.
Does that make sense time-wise?
No, it doesn't.
Why does it not?
Because I thought R. Kelly came out before that.
I did, but he wasn't famous. He became famous in 95.
What's 12 Play?
Right around there.
Oh, because that's the first one that I remember.
But that's the second record, actually. That's not the first record. So he has a record come out, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when he's opening for Salt and Pepper, because they were really big at the Mann Music Center, now he's crossing over. That 12 Play shit's when it crosses over. And then 95 is I Believe I Could Fly.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh!
My favorite was 12 Play.
So did you see the documentary?
No, not yet.
I have it.
Oh, you do?
On my DVR. I record all of it. Now, John, did you see it?
No, is that the new one about the...
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's worse. It's not just the peeing thing. So he's got like a sex cult in his mansion, like right now. Wow. And mothers like stormed it and got some of their kids out on the fucking documentary.
Really?
It's so creepy.
He's a sicko, I heard.
He's literally a sicko.
Yeah.
He treats them like a pimp and hoe relationship.
Yeah.
It's really mean.
Any grown person that needs to have young people for them abused. Is sick. I'm sorry.
I agree.
He's sick.
Yeah.
Sick in the head.
I physically and morally stand behind that statement. Absolutely. That's disgusting. Man.
We're going to bring this back around.
Okay.
One of our TV dads is Bill Cosby.
Oh.
He tends to drug all of his opponents in the ring and he pins them.
Okay.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Rohypnol?
It's true. And guess who his tag team partner is? She's not going to guess. Don't say anything.
Hold on. Is it a guy?
Yeah, tag team.
Okay, hold on. Is it... George Jefferson.
O.J. Simpson. Right? That's fucking funny, right?
Who was the most televised TV dad of
ever? He had his own series. The court case is a goddamn series.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So he qualifies. O.J. Simpson, and they're called the Royals.
Yeah.
And they come out to royal music wearing fucking crowns and shit.
He's got them with the red carpet to the limo and everything.
But since he's been convicted, he's kind of barred from the wrestling. So there's a guy appearing as Dr. Huxtable wearing a mask. We think it might be Bill Cosby. We're not sure. Is that fucked up? It's fucked up.
Now, I found, man.
All right. I'm going to make it dark now. You ready for the darkness?
Yes.
I want to stress to you, these questions for the Vex on Vex podcast were drafted for male guests.
Okay.
And about 4 episodes ago, we started having females on. This has never happened before. So mm-hmm. I apologize if this is an uncomfortable question.
Okay.
But do you remember the first time that you saw pornography? How old were you?
Oh, maybe 7th grade.
Which we're going to think is about 12, right?
I'm going to say.
How did you see it?
Okay.
How?
Okay, so I was babysitting and found a collection in their closet.
Do you know that a friend of mine was babysitting?
Yep.
And we went over on Friday night, and that's where I saw my first porno.
Yep.
I think mine was... Maybe eighth grade?
I put it in.
So how did it make you feel at that young age?
I don't know. No, I'm a sexual person anyway, so I
feel. But at that young, like, were you advanced?
No, I'm not saying I was advanced. I'm saying I feel like I've always been a sexual person.
Okay.
I'm not saying I was advancing my sexualness.
No, no, that's not what I meant, though. Like, so at the time, did you understand it as a carnal thing and sexual, or was it kind of, like, gross and weird? Because movies are kind of rough.
Yeah, it probably was gross and weird.
Because it was weird for me.
Yeah.
And I remember, and I said this on a podcast a few weeks ago, the genitalia of a female doesn't make logical sense to me when I'm that age. I'm like 11 or 12 or whatever. So I don't get it, right? And I know how your belly button is situated. And I'm like, maybe there's one of them down there. No, for real. For real. So I just don't get it,
one
right?
One goes in, one goes out.
Right? So to see it on, like, in living color in a movie, you're like, oh, that's how that works. Because the penis bends and it can move, right? So you don't understand. So I thought it came down like a drawbridge and just hammers in. You know what I mean? I didn't comprehend the opening or how it all went together.
I can't say I had that problem.
Well, yeah, okay. You have the equipment. Like, how do you not know? And I had no sisters or anything, so I have no idea how this shit works. You know what I mean? And then I remember a thing of you show me mine, I'll show you yours, when I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I did that when I was young too.
But I didn't. It was so brief.
Yeah.
It looked like there was an X down there, and I didn't comprehend it, and I was just like, ah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was weird.
And I kissed a boy at my kindergarten birthday party behind the dishwasher.
Mm. Kindergarten was weird for me.
I used to play,
okay, not footsies. We would kick under the table, and little Vex would be like, rah! I'm 5. And I got a full-on little baby erection in my pants. I'm like, I don't know why kicking this girl in the feet makes me happy, but I like how it feels. Is that fucked up? That's fucked up, man.
Well, hey.
I was told, and I don't have any children, that little babies get erections occasionally.
Yes.
Like, it's just natural.
It's a physical thing.
Yeah.
For
it's not sexual. No. It's just the way it works.
Yep. That's the truth.
Nothing here, John?
No, not for me in this conversation. Sorry, guys. I don't want to be, you know, you guys are talking about little kids with boners and stuff.
No, but I was a little kid.
That's sick, man.
And I would kick this girl. She was a blonde. Mm. And I would kick her fucking feet, rah, rah, like, hard. And, like, little Vex was just digging it. Yeah. It was like, no, hey,
I understand.
It's nice.
I remember holding hands with a girl when I was in preschool and really, like, you know, liking her and stuff like that. But I don't want it.
I had anyway. Two girlfriends in preschool. I would kiss these bitches. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But, like, there was nothing happening in the lower regions.
Right.
But when this girl kicked me and I kicked her for some reason, I guess I'm fucked up, man. That's, like, bad. Like, it's, so I was conscious and remember that erection every morning as class started until the bell rang. We're like, kick, 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 kick. I'm like, for like a year. Remember that shit. It was good times. So you're kissing kids and fucking... How did that... Was he older or was he just...
No, he was my age. We were like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Did you jump on him or did he jump on you?
No, I don't... We just went like behind the dishwasher and kissed like real quick. Mwah.
That's not bad.
I know, but in kindergarten it is.
I don't know. That's not bad.
We're hiding behind a dishwasher at my birthday party.
You knew it was wrong, babe. You're like, I'm turning 5, baby. Give me some of that now.
Yeah.
He's turning into Bookman.
I was just thinking that. Buffalo button. Yeah.
But you're getting better at it now.
No, I'm sick, so my voice is fucking...
You're getting sick.
So did you ever watch Good Times?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Bookman, the guy who worked there?
Yes.
Buffalo Bud? Yes,
who was on Laughing, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So he's one of our characters.
TV.
And he speaks like, oh, yeah, it's the Bookman here. Hello there. Yeah. How you doing there with the little kids? You know what I'm saying? It's for the children. It's for the children. And the narcotic is bad. Mm-hmm, yeah. Which I believe is just the most racist fucking way to speak ever.
Slow it down and just make it a more laid-back version of Don King, and you'll be fine.
Look at that.
He is. He's going to be the Don King of wrestling.
This is such a fucked up podcast. He went in every goddamn direction.
Dude, listen, man. I'm telling you. You put Ingles...
Stop it. Jennifer.
Versus
young
Tyson.
When was your last concert? Who did you see?
You.
Oh, that's the greatest answer ever! She went to see Starscream. But you were there to support the prima donnas, were you?
I was. Awesome, I didn't even know that you were going to be performing.
We were the opener because
yes,
the prima
you
donna
were.
Day
correct.
Wasn't our day.
What is your connection? They're still playing that Mikey guy?
Mikey prima donna.
Oh, good for him, man. That's awesome.
He celebrated the 3-year anniversary of the Tusk. His band's been around for like 20 years, too. And
yeah, I know.
Back then, we started together.
No, I didn't. I know I heard of it, but I didn't know anything until. But you know, I just.
No one asked. I don't know why we're having this conversation.
No, but I'm asking. I didn't think. I'm happy he's still playing because he did that big reunion show and all that. How was the whole show?
It was great. It was a great night.
Yeah, good lights. Cool, good time, man. Good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty ladies. It was good times.
That's awesome.
We got Lorenzo's afterward. That was special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have Lorenzo's when you're in Philly.
Fucking right, man.
That's right.
The big ass.
Right. I love it. I take pictures of it.
Yeah, I take where the pizza has a hat.
Of the pizzas? Oh, yeah.
That's what excites you.
I told you I love to eat.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay. Before Starscream, what was the last concert you had attended?
It was probably, Ozzy. I think I went to see Ozzy in Camden.
When?
This fall.
So you saw Zakk Wylde?
Yes, I did.
How was that
show? Oh, my God. He was amazing. Came out, was like out in the audience playing his guitar, like right by us. I love pictures.
Awesome. So you're an Ozzy fan?
Yeah.
I'm a tremendous Ozzy fan.
I wouldn't say I'm a tremendous Ozzy. I've seen him a couple times, actually.
Dude, that's like perfect. That's like
symmetry. That's my guy. Yeah. I love Ozzy. Like, musically, anyway. I like the voice a lot.
I just saw Zakk at Bloomington at the... Oh, what's it called?
The Queen?
The Queen. That's
yeah,
it.
The Queen.
The Queen's fucking awesome.
I love it.
It's like the best. Like, my friends played there. There was a band called Cubane. Do you remember? You guys remember?
Yeah, yeah. That? I have recordings with me.
So Cubane played the Queen, which is like pretty stellar for a local band. You know what I mean?
Dude, that guy's great.
They are great. I'm a huge fan. I've seen every incarnation of Cubane that existed. And they're still banging around, hopefully in some capacity. But I'm not really sure. So, Jen... Debbie Gibson's the first concert.
Yes.
Electric Youth Tour.
Yes, that's right.
I Get Lost in Your Eyes. Mm-hmm. I get lost in your eyes. You remember that shit, too?
Yes.
Who was the second concert? Is it something weird like fucking Young MC or something?
No, it's actually Q102 Monster concert.
Now.
They used to have them like back in the 90s.
They still have them today, actually. But they
were called like Q102 Monster concerts.
Okay.
And I got to see Naughty by Nature.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a bunch of different people would come and sing.
They still do it, though.
Yeah, but it was a lot smaller then.
Oh.
They're a smaller venue, I think.
You were a kid, though.
I was in high school.
Yeah, Naughty by Nature. And you remember anybody else in that show?
Because
Queen Latifah managed them for a while.
She wasn't there. I just remember Naughty by Nature. We went a couple of times, and it's kind of hard to remember.
Random question. Did you ever see the Beastie Boys live?
No.
Neither did I. I regret that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, right?
Yes.
And then he dies on us, and you're like, fuck, man.
I know.
They could put a show on.
I'm sure. I would love to see them. And Pink. I would love to see Pink. She's still
around.
She puts on a great show.
She does.
Did you see?
Never in person. If you look on the Instagram or you watch the YouTube and stuff and the videos, I've definitely seen a lot of stuff. I'm a Pink fan, actually.
I am too.
And it's ironic. We were talking all that shit at the beginning of the thing about the 4-9 Blonde lady.
Yes.
Perry? Linda Perry?
Yeah, Linda Perry.
That record's probably my favorite Pink record.
Really?
Yeah. Started Up is on that one.
Yes.
But there's like great songs in there. There's a duet with Steven Tyler on that record from Aerosmith.
Yes.
I can't remember the name.
There's a song that one of my favorite songs by her is about her growing up and her parents fighting.
It's on that record. It's on that record.
Yes, that's one of my favorite songs.
That's a sad one,
actually. Yeah, it is. It's fucked up. But it's a good song.
It is. It's a great album.
Yeah.
Back to Front.
Yep.
All right, we're almost done. So yes. I want to thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you've appeared on episode number 41 of the Vex on Vex
41.
Podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. So episode 50, my goal is to get Johnny Zero in the same room.
Okay.
With a guy named Robot Phillips. You don't know who that is. No. He was the first co-host ever for this show last year. And then we have a third guy named Magnus. I say it wrong all the time. Magnus. He's really named Mike, but he's changing his name legally to Magnus.
Magnus.
Like Optimus Prime or something. Magnus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And he's if I can get the four of us around one table at the same time, hijinks shall ensue, I believe.
Okay.
Because Johnny's very colorful.
Yes.
And so are those gentlemen, to say the least. And, like, it could be interesting.
The four of you?
Could you imagine the madness?
Yeah, it would be pretty mad.
So anyway, this is VexX, and this is the Vex on Vex podcast. Jen, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So we are available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded network. This is the Vex on Vex podcast. Also available on the same network is the TV Dads Wrestling Federation podcast, starring myself and Johnny Zero, the People Zero. Very popular show. I got to tell you, I'm going to tease. It's 2019. Johnny Zero has his own programming that will be available soon on the Podbean application under the Loud and Loaded Network. We're pretty excited about it. Jen actually assisted us today in setting up his equipment for the first time ever. And he's going to record his own shows, so it's pretty exciting. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Again, the Podbean application on your phone. But if you Google Vex on Vex podcast, it's on iTunes. It's everywhere you could hear us. So thank you. We appreciate your patronage. We appreciate you listening. This is VexX telling you to stay frosty.